Good morning, church. Even though we're not together in person, I can feel your presence with me today. As I said before, and I want to emphasize again, I am grateful that God introduced me to breakthrough prayer. If it wasn't for my participation in the Doctor of Ministry program, I never would have taken the time to learn about the power of breakthrough prayer. I believe that God knew that our church was going to need these prayers. These five breakthrough prayers have been so beneficial and have brought a new depth to my prayer life. And I hope it's the same for you. As a matter of fact, I'm inviting you, those of you who have had a breakthrough prayer experience during this time, to share with us. If you've got your smartphone and you know how to use it, take a moment to record that breakthrough prayer experience that you had, and then send it to Pastor Hewan and myself, and we'll put them all together and we'll put out a little breakthrough prayer blast to Facebook and on our website, just to let the world know, to let our congregation know how important this power of breakthrough prayer can be in our lives. So let's take a moment to review our breakthrough prayers. The first one we learned about was the upsurge prayer. Lead me to a rock higher than I am, Psalm 61:2. That's that prayer when we think we've run out of strength and we can't go any further in life or in the moment, and we can cry out to God, Lord, take me to that rock higher than I am. Lord, move me to that place where I don't have the physical, mental, or spiritual power to get there on my own. I need you, Lord. And our second one was the Do Not Be Afraid breakthrough prayer. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, Isaiah 41:10. How powerful a prayer is that? Isaiah prayed that prayer when the exiles were in Babylon. The people of Israel were exiled in Babylon, and they felt lost. They felt powerless. And God was reminding them through Isaiah's words to not be afraid, because he walks with us daily. In this time of the coronavirus, there are many fears, many anxieties, many things that are pushing down on us to take over our lives and cause us to be paralyzed and not be able to move forward. This is the prayer that we need, to not be afraid, because God is with us and we can trust in God. Our third one was Let There Be Light breakthrough prayer. Let There Be Light comes from the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4. That's the prayer that we pray when life seems to be dark around us and when we are overwhelmed with the storms of life, the clouds. We need to realize that God is there walking with us, and that God's light will shine into the darkness, because darkness is as light for God. And then there's the Holy Surrender prayer that Pastor Hewan shared with us last week. Thy will be done, from Matthew 6:10, the Lord's Prayer. We pray for God's will to be done in our lives, for God's will to be done through us, for God's will for us. We empty ourselves of our own things that would stand in our way of knowing God, our own stuff that we stops us from being who God calls us to be. We surrender ourselves to God. Today we're going to talk about the pickaxe prayer. Keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking, from Matthew 7:7. You know, when I was just out of college and I had started my job at the printing company in Rochelle, I rented this small little two-story house up in Daysville, Illinois. It was only 700 square feet, two-story, two-bedroom, amazing. It was all brick construction except for the back porch and the bathroom, which were added on in the 1940s when they brought indoor plumbing into the home. When I say all brick, I mean these standard red bricks, just like this one. The walls were somewhere between 16 and 18 inches thick of solid bricks. This house belonged to the master carpenter who built the original Loudon Mansion. in Oregon on the Rock River back in the 1890s, early 1900s. He built his house with what was left over from the mansion construction. That first year I lived in the house, I spent $1,500 on fuel oil to heat it. That included using a small add-on wood burner that pumped heat into the plenum of the fuel oil furnace. Needless to say, I needed to do something to save money. It was 1982 and that was a lot of money. I talked with my landlord about adding in a larger wood burner, not just to supplement my heat, but to actually heat the whole house. And he said yes. Yay! So I built a wood burner, and then I went to install it and I realized I needed more space. The problem was when they built that house in that area of the basement, they just backfilled it with dirt. And I needed to dig out a 4x4x6 foot area of solid clay that had been in place for 80 years. Couldn't even touch it with a shovel. It wouldn't move it. So I had to borrow my grandfather's pickaxe to chip away at the dirt. It was like breaking up a solid piece of cement. I couldn't even do it by myself. I had to get help from three friends. One of us would chip away for a while with the pickaxe, while the others would fill up 5-gallon buckets full of the dirt and rock and then carry it outside and get rid of it. It took the better part of a day to dig out that area big enough to set up my wood burner. You know, a pickaxe is designed for heavy-duty use. It has a spike on one end and then a broad chisel on the other end, and it's heavy. You only use a pickaxe when you have something hard like rock or dirt that won't break up with the shovel. So when you decide you need a pickaxe to do the job, you're resigning yourself to a lot of sweaty, back-breaking, hard work that will take a long time to complete. It's not a sprint when you use a pickaxe. It's a marathon. Today I want to share with you our last breakthrough prayer practice as we finish Lent and we prepare for Palm Sunday and Easter to come. That prayer is the pickaxe breakthrough prayer. This is the prayer we're going to need to get us through this current pandemic of the coronavirus, this situation in our country, in our worlds, in our own personal lives that has stopped us in our tracks and causing us to retreat to our homes to be safe and to try to remove the threat of the virus in the lives of the people we love, people we don't even know. As we found out, the coronavirus is not going away anytime soon. It has shut down many sectors of our nation, so with millions of people out of work. It has overtaxed our healthcare system. You know, I'm so thankful for Trina Zeman's call the other day when she asked if our men's group had any of those N95 respirators in their trailers. Guess what? We did. Todd Macklin dropped them off along with some rubber gloves that they had, and I was able to take them over to the KSB hospital to get them to where they could be used where they're needed. You know, every little bit helps. I ask you, as we are talking about prayer, to pray for our healthcare providers, for the police, the firemen, the paramedics, those who are considered essential workers. Pray for their safety, pray for their endurance and their strength through this pandemic time. As we talk about the pickaxe prayer, I will share scriptures with you as I'm going through my message. I will make them available on our website under our worship heading, Opening the Floodgates. Today's primary scripture and our memorization verse for this week comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 7th verse. It says this: "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." You know, in the footnotes of the American Standard Bible, it says that you could translate this verse in this way: keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be open to you. You know, there's a certain tenacity when you realize that it can be translated this way. It's a never give up attitude that Jesus is trying to impart to his followers as he's teaching. The pickaxe prayer can be called the don't ever give up prayer. I have to tell you that there is someone in our congregation that's been praying the same prayer every week since we started using the Connect cards. And that's been over 5 years since we started using them. Someday, that prayer will be answered. It's possible that that prayer has already been answered and we just don't realize it, yes. You know, the pickaxe prayer is a multi-dimensional prayer. Not only is it a tenacious prayer, it's a prayer that's done without ceasing, to keep knocking, to keep seeking. It's also a prayer that only works when we empty ourselves. That is why it's so important that we talked about the Holy Surrender prayer last week, to prepare us for the pickaxe prayer. This is the prayer, that Holy Surrender prayer, is a prayer that we use first to empty ourselves of our stuff and allow God's stuff to get in us and God's will to be done. When that happens, we're ready to see what God is going to do in our lives. We're ready for the pickaxe prayer. Pickaxe prayer is about giving God our best, and not just because we expect God to answer our prayer the way we want it to be answered. No, we pray the pickaxe prayer because God first gave us His best in His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross, who rose to a new life so that we could rise to life and have it abundantly. You know, actually, we pray all these breakthrough prayers. Well, matter of fact, any prayer we pray, because God first gave us His best in His Son, Jesus Christ. We'll be celebrating that reality in a couple of weeks on Easter. When we begin praying the pickaxe prayer, we begin by asking. And then we call on God. We keep on seeking. This isn't a passive prayer where we ask and then we sit back and wait and see what happens. No, this is an active prayer where we keep on seeking, keep on knocking. We seek out God to learn, to grow, to help us to reflect on our life, to help us discern God's will for what we're praying for. We must clear our minds of the clutter of the world and focus on hearing that small, still voice of God. But it comes with a warning, and here that warning is for using the pickaxe prayer and for all prayer. We must pray this prayer with the right motives. We must not use this prayer out of anger or resentment or hurt or jealousy or revenge. Again, that's why the prayer of Holy Surrender was prayed so important and can be prayed alongside this pickaxe prayer. Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done. When we use the pickaxe prayer, we're not taking God's silence as God not caring or hearing. We've got to remember that it's God's timing. We must trust in that God will answer our prayer when the timing is right. So we keep on knocking, we keep on praying, we keep on seeking. Sue Nelson Kibbe, in her book, Ultimate Reliance, says this: by this practice of diligently asking God, seeking to empty yourself in order to discover and discern, and daring to keep knocking with your prayers against what seems like firm resistance, new breakthroughs are bound to emerge. Amen. Amen. So let us look at the prayer hold words for this week that can help keep us asking, help keep us knocking, help keep us seeking. The first word is continue. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says this: pray without ceasing. You know, we're a people of the microwave, of the fast food restaurant, of the next day delivery from Amazon. And so if we don't have it now or don't get it immediately, we have a tendency to give up and give in. So this prayer hold word, continue, reminds us not to give up, not to give in, but to pray without ceasing. Our next word is forward. Philippians 3:13-14 says this: forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goals to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. One of the wonderful benefits of prayer is that it grounds us in the present. It grounds us to live fully in the here and the now, knowing that God holds and is in charge of the future. So when we use the prayer hold word forward, we're reminding ourselves to press on to the finish line. Don't give in, don't give up, but trust in God. The next word is endure. From Luke 21:19, it says this, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. It's full of ups and downs. And this prayer word, endure, or endurance, reminds us to lean into God for our strength, to keep us pointed to God through our pickaxe prayer, to help us to look for God's markers along the way, to help us keep on the right course, to keep us going forward. Remember is our next word from 2 Timothy 1:3. Night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. That's the Apostle Paul telling Timothy in his letter to him that he constantly prays for him. You know, when I sit down and do my daily devotions in prayer, I have a list of people that I'm praying for each and every day by name. I pray for my doctor of ministry classmates. I pray for the chairs of our committees and ministry teams. I pray for our staff, for all the powerhouse teachers and helpers, for those on our prayer list that we have in our bulletin that was on our announcements today, for the students that I have on my student prayer cards that the prayer team gave us at the beginning of the school year, for our college students, for Grace and her friends. I pray for around 50 people by name every day. I remember them and their situations by lifting them up to God. Faithful. Faithful is a great word to have as a pickaxe prayer word. It comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:24, which says, the one who is calling is faithful, and he will do it. This is not a reminder for us to be faithful with our prayers, which, is, by the way, is a good thing, so be faithful with your prayers. But it's a reminder that God is faithful. We can trust God with our very existence. We can trust God that God will be faithful to us and God will bring us through this pandemic. God will bring us through the struggles that we have in life. Faithful. God is faithful. So, as you go forth this next week and you pray this prayer, the Matthew 7:7, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking prayer. How about, as you pray this week, if you're facing a particular situation, particular challenge, like we all are, this pandemic for the coronavirus, maybe a decision that you need to make or a situation that doesn't have an obvious or immediate solution, use this prayer. Start praying, keep praying, and don't stop praying. So let us pray. Oh Lord God, we thank you for these breakthrough prayers that you have given us. We thank you for the gift of prayer that you have given to us and showed us how to use in so many wonderful ways. You're a God that is intimately a part of our lives and intimately wants to know what's going on in our lives. Yes, you are a God that knows everything. But when we stop and we pray to you, you are recognizing you as our Lord, as our Savior, as our needed strength in our lives. We need that strength right now, Lord, to get through this time of sheltering in home. For those in our congregation, in our world, that are on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the hospital staff, those that are fighting the pandemic of coronavirus, be with them, Lord. Keep them safe. So be with the suppliers so that they can supply the needs that they have of the masks, of the ventilators, of all the equipment, the medicine that they need. So, Lord, that we can flatten this curve, as it is said, to bring an end to this virus in our nation and in the world. Lord, guide us and lead us and help us to each day lift up this situation and all situations that we are looking for solutions to. Guide us and lead us, and may your will be done. We pray this in your precious, precious name. Amen.